Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats launching a formal impeachment inquiry against President Trump, accusing him of pressuring a foreign government, Ukraine, to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. Democratic U.S. Senator and White House hopeful Cory Booker.
The President of the United States withholds that aid in order to go after a political opponent. I think that was a bridge too far for people.
The President denies there was any connection between aid to Ukraine and anything that was discussed about the Bidens in the July phone call, which generated a whistleblower complaint. The President says an unredacted transcript of the call will prove that when it's released later today. To the White House race, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is now slightly ahead of former VP Joe Biden in the latest national poll from Quinnipiac University. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's a major anti-gun violence rally set for this afternoon in Washington, D.C., the same day as a congressional panel is having a hearing on assault weapons. Rally organizers expected to talk about recent mass shootings. Many anti-gun groups from around the nation are going to be there, including Sandy Hook Promise. They're cleaning up in the town of Wheaton, Wisconsin. The sheriff in Chippewa County says a tornado touched down there in that small town near Eau Claire. There are no reports of serious injuries, but the sheriff says there is a lot of damage. Two of three Republicans challenging President Trump for the GOP presidential nomination debating in New York City yesterday. One of them, former Illinois Congressman and radio host Joe Walsh.
Trump has actually increased the debt faster than Barack Obama did. Think about that.
The other candidate at the debate, Bill Weld, says President Trump should be impeached and soon. Mark Sanford, a third candidate, was not part of the debate. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The European Court of Justice deciding that Google must delist search results containing potentially sensitive personal information in all states of the European Union. USA Radio's Wendy King explains.
The EU's Right to be Forgotten rule, which allows residents to ask search engines to delete sensitive information, including past crimes, is only applicable to the 28-state alliance. The court did say the delistings must also come with measures that prevent or discourage an internet user to search for scrubbed information outside the union. Google applauded the ruling. The ECJ first ruled for the Right to be Forgotten standard in 2014, allowing EU residents to force search engines to delist web pages and searches under certain circumstances. Since then, Google has received more than 845,000 requests to delete more than 3.3 million web addresses. 45% of those were ultimately delisted. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Amazon will introduce new products today at a press event in Seattle, expected to show off some new Amazon Echo Home Assistant speakers and some other new items as well. And the Arizona Diamondbacks and St. Louis Cardinals in the major leagues probably sleeping late today if they can after going 19 innings in a 3-2 Arizona win in Phoenix last night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, joining us every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Right now, it's the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst who joins us, the one and only James Hurston. James, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. I got to tell you, I'm watching, sadly, these young kids being Pied Pipered, you know, from coast to coast, brought to you by a 16-year-old from Sweden who I guess has all the credibility of heaven knows what to talk about, you know, climate change and, you know, the threats that are abounding and all the disaster that awaits us, huh?
Yeah, it's amazing. The social media has taken pictures of this 16-year-old, Greta Thunberg. You know, there she is with her pigtails and her rosy cheeks, and they've juxtaposed it with a picture that was used by Goebbels, the propaganda minister for Adolf Hitler, which almost is an identical twin.
Oh, wow.
A young Nordic-looking girl with pigtails and rosy cheeks. Using children is despicable.
Yeah,
and
it really is.
And the fact is that the left has international organizations that are, they're like, I guess the way to describe them is like a chain of organizations. They work and communicate. And in the age of social media, it's very, very easy for them to mobilize.
Mm-hmm.
Their timing is what I want to focus on. The timing of this global protest for climate change is, of course, set up to gin up the young people in anticipation of the upcoming 2020 elections. As we don't have to go that far back in time, you remember the midterm elections. And right before the midterm elections, several months before, there was a protest led by young people called the March for Our Lives. Now, at the time the March for Our Lives was going on, there was also an international climate change protest that at around that same time. But the March for Our Lives, what, because of what the media was focusing on at the time, this was in the wake of the Parkland, Florida shooting.
Exactly.
Marjorie Stoneman, Douglas High School, and the group of kids who had become celebrities, who no longer are celebrities. And this was a youth-led event to gin up a part of the Democrat base prior to the midterms when they were talking about the blue wave.
Exactly.
And ironically, Greta Thunberg, the 16-year-old we were just talking about, that was the centerpiece of this new climate change protest, she says, well, she began becoming an activist inspired by the 2018 March for Our Lives. So they kind of spawned each other. And the organizations that are involved in this, which are supposedly youth-oriented organizations for climate change, those organizations were responsible for getting out the vote, same organizations, prior to the 2020 election, but also prior to the 2018 midterm.
Exactly, exactly.
As a matter of fact, these groups, one of them is greatly responsible for giving us at least two members of the squad, one being Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the other being Ilhan Omar. And so this is, if you really strip it down, the number one thing here, besides manipulating the minds of children, which is despicable, mm-hmm. besides supposedly bringing attention to this climate change issue, is due for the vote, for the upcoming vote. And that's because young people tend to vote to the left, mostly because they have the lack of life experience that teaches them. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they come out of indoctrination centers that we now call public schools, but that's right. They are.
Well, and the thing is, James, they're
by Hollywood, mm-hmm. mainstream media as well.
Yeah, and they're all in full display, this indoctrination centers, because you got these teachers, you know, leading all these young kids, and a number of them, an inordinate number, I mean, have sworn into this new agenda, and they're bringing our kids along, and what do the kids know? You know, they're getting conditioned because, of course, after elementary and high school, then they go to college and they've already been preconditioned and softened so that when college comes, they're even that much more pliable and indoctrinatable, if I can say that.
Sure. And our schools are run by liberal administrators, particularly in the urban areas. They're run by the teachers' unions that, of course, are solidly Democrat. And so they're all happy to encourage truancy, to have these elementary school children who can't read at grade level, who don't know how to do basic math, to have them skip school to go out and carry prearranged signs. And the children are motivated to do so by a simple emotion, fear.
Right.
And that's what they've been using. That's why Ocasio-Cortez says the world will end in 12 years. That's why all of the Democrat candidates talk about doom and gloom. And it's very important to realize that the left has been predicting doom and gloom since the 1960s.
Mm-hmm. They keep moving the goalposts, James. I mean, that's the thing about the left. The left doesn't believe in the goalposts being static. They just keep moving. You know, I mean, this is why we were talking earlier about Al Gore and his Oscar winning, inconvenient truth, which is just ridiculous. And, you know, Brad had an interesting statement because he said, you know, I said, oh, did he win Oscar? He goes, well, Oscar Mayer, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Al Gore is listened to today shows how biased the media infrastructure is, mm-hmm. how biased the people that are in the elite are, mm-hmm. because Al Gore has made one after another predictions that didn't come true, and he did so in writing, he did so mm-hmm. in books, he did so in his documentary, but we've been treated to major, major news organizations telling us, you know, that that in the 1970s we would have the potential end of all life because
right.
of the ozone. Remember the
exactly.
ozone? We never hear about that. In the 1960s, they predicted famine and a new ice age. In the 1980s, we were all going to die because of acid rain. We were told in the beginning of the 2000s, that there would be no ice left in the Arctic by what year? Well, they kept moving it, as you said, they moved the mm-hmm. goalposts. They said 2014, then they said 2015, then they said 2016.
James, the thing.
2018.
Right.
Well, we passed it. Yes. There's more ice than ever.
Right.
Not a single apocalyptic prediction has occurred. Mm-hmm. And the media is always out there reporting dutifully, even these new apocalyptic predictions, scaring everybody, claiming the world is going to end. When it turns out not to be true, where is the media? Nowhere. They
exactly.
do not report, you know, the faulty predictions. So we have these kids. By the way, you know,
I'll tell you, before, by the way, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is sponsored by Abbott. Each year, more than 48 million Americans undergo a surgery. What many don't realize is that preparing for surgery is like training for a marathon. It's important to make sure your body has the strength and energy it needs to help you get back on your feet. Dr. Paul Wischmeyer, professor of anesthesiology and surgery at Duke University, has seen firsthand how nutrition can have a beneficial impact on people's recovery.
A common misconception is people should avoid eating in the days and hours before surgery. But scientific evidence and guidelines, like those from the American Society for Enhanced Recovery, now recommend specific nutrition drinks in the weeks prior, the day of, and weeks after surgery to improve patient outcomes.
Abbott's Ensure Surgical Bundle can help you regain your strength after a procedure. It includes specially designed nutrition drinks to support immune health and help your body prepare for and recover from surgery so you can get back to living your life. Learn more at Ensure.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Fresh it is.
pen and just wait. Like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here. James Hurston continues with us, the best-selling author, media and legal analyst. James, we were saying the left is really good at moving the goalpost. I think it's quite ironic, you know, that the left continues to hold on to a narrative. They don't lose any of their spokesmen. They continue to still be in the limelight, though their predictions have failed miserably time and again. Interesting by irony is you have, you know, what about those pastors that have claimed Jesus is going to come by a certain time? And then when that doesn't happen, they might get away with moving the goalpost once, but boy, they just fade off into non-existence, you know, pretty quick. But yet when it comes to the liberal left, they live to die again another day.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And otherwise, like we say, Al Gore would not be the high priest of the climate change faith. Mm-hmm. But here's an interesting thing. You know, here they are using young people. And here we stand as we talk to each other. There are stories from left-wing sources who are worried that people in Minnesota, people who are registered Democrats or registered liberals, that they are going to vote for Trump because they're alienated from the Democrat Party because of a lot of this extreme rhetoric we hear about climate catastrophe and socialism. And then we hear that they, and after all the attacks, one after another, that keep occurring against the president, so of ways that, now we've got him. Now we've got him, they say. And his approval rating is going up.
Exactly.
The Democrats are losing the American vote. So what do? They want, first of all, of course, open borders. They want to bring in illegals to vote. They also want felons to vote. And here's the other thing. They never are able to mobilize young people. They get all the Hollywood celebrities to go out and knock on doors, do PSAs, and the young people vote always comes in disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to get more. So they've come up with the idea, let's lower the age of voting to 16, 15, 14. Mm-hmm. And we've got people. This was actually supported in the Democrat-controlled House. Some of the candidates have supported it. The idea in the House, they wanted to lower it to 16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm surprised California hasn't already done that.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, but what it shows is Democrats are losing their grip on their traditional constituencies. They're losing their grip on working people across the country. They're losing their grip on the Hispanic vote, on the African-American vote, even on the gay vote, for that matter. And so what's happening is that the Democrats want to outsource the vote. They want to find people from other countries to vote. They want to find people below the legal age to vote. And they've even had a thing that was came after the March for Our Lives in 2018. Get your grandparents to vote for you, to give you their vote.
Mm-hmm.
So on Twitter, they had a campaign of young
people. So is this like a modified idea of ballot harvesting, James?
Yeah. It was ballot harvesting idea.
Yeah.
So, the Democrats could care less about the environment or about climate change. They're using children, and what they're trying to do is gin up the vote for one purpose, for their own power.
Well, that's what Lindsey Graham said, James. Lindsey Graham called him out during the Kavanaugh hearings. It's their lust for power. They can't help themselves, and they're using these kids. And these kids, hopefully, they can catch it, although it's going to be difficult for them because they have to go back to the classroom, and the teachers are already sold down the river, sadly. And so here they are buying into this. You know, we'd reported earlier in the week, James, that if they're really serious about climate and the problems that we're having on this planet with it, they would go to the countries that are contributing the most. I mean, this whole issue about plastic straws, for example, they're coming after America complaining about our plastic straws. Well, we're not polluting, you know, to the levels. We're not even in the top 10. You know, America has done a great job. We've been leading the way when it comes to climate stewardship, you know, why don't you go to China? Oh, yeah, well, China, they're the ones. I mean, the Gangzi River and what's the other river that we got one in China and then one also in India.
China, India, and Mexico, the three biggest polluters per capita, were all exempt from the Paris Climate Accord. The left will not focus on those countries.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. Like, I think the United States accounts for less than 10% of the plastic pollution in the ocean. And the vast majority of the other 90% come from China, India, and Mexico.
Right.
And but this just illustrates that they're not, the left is not concerned. The environmental issues are a means to an end, a means to control, a means to create central planning and socialism. And so they'll use young people. And consensus of scientists is not science. Computer models are not science.
Well, it's a consensus of selected scientists, James. It's not even a true consensus of scientists, as you would say. I mean, that is a false narrative.
Well, but what has been successful in suppressing ideas is to label people who are skeptical, who are legitimately skeptical about man-caused global warming, which is what we used to call it. They're skeptical about that. They are, quote, climate deniers,
yes,
close quote, which
right.
Some on the left want to criminalize. They want to criminalize those expressions, and they've all but been criminalized in the academic world. You cannot write a PhD dissertation in 99% of the academic institutions in this country dealing with skepticism on the issue of global warming or climate change. You cannot do it. It will not be acceptable
right.
to the peer review process, which is in and of itself a perfect example of the sickness that has hit the academic world, because there's some very prominent scientists who have the courage to stand up and declare themselves climate skeptics.
Right.
And there are people from the most famous universities in the world, but they're rejected, they're labeled, they're attacked. As a matter of fact, they point the finger at them and say, well, they've been bought by the oil companies.
Right, right.
When in fact, the money flow for those that embrace the global warming climate change myth, the money flow is just so much larger. People who write these various doomsday reports,
right.
which turn out to be wrong.
Well, you know, James, Gregory Wrightstone, the geologist, has written an excellent app that you can download on your phone. It's called Inconvenient Facts, the Science that Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. And it brings all these facts to bear right there in the palm of your hand on an instant. You just go to the app, ask a question, and then you get true scientific evidence on every issue, not this forced science and faux science that's out there regarding climate change and what's going on. But again, I want us to pause for just a moment and really congratulate this country for leading in terms of climate stewardship. I mean, America has done; they're at the forefront here. We're not. You would think with all the strikes and everything that's going on that we're the worst thing to hit the world.
No, it is the United States has done more to curb pollution, legitimate pollution, than any other country in the world. But what is an absolute shame is what's happening in our urban communities with the filth, the garbage, the hypodermic needles,
the
human excrement on the sidewalk, and medieval diseases popping up. But by the way, you know,
leprosy, James. Leprosy, they're reporting them. Leave it there. We will continue the conversation with James Hurst, the New York Times bestselling media analyst and law professor. James, as always, appreciate the insight.
Thank you, Bill.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein.
plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats launching a formal impeachment inquiry against President Trump, accusing him of pressuring a foreign government, Ukraine, to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. Democratic U.S. Senator and White House hopeful Cory Booker.
The President of the United States withholds that aid in order to go after a political opponent. I think that was a bridge too far for people.
The President denies there was any connection between aid to Ukraine and anything that was discussed about the Bidens in the July phone call, which generated a whistleblower complaint. The President says an unredacted transcript of the call will prove that when it's released later today. To the White House race, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is now slightly ahead of former VP Joe Biden in the latest national poll from Quinnipiac University. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, September is National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and this year, a filmmaker, a familiar company, and a robotic duck, believe it or not, they've teamed up to produce an amazing full-length documentary. It's called Moments of Joy. The movie is premiering soon at the prestigious Atlantic Festival in Washington, D.C. Joining us is one of the stars of the movie, Ethan Daniels. He's a 14-year-old cancer survivor. With him is filmmaker Andrew Levy, president of Chispa House, and Catherine Blades, chief communication officer at Affleck. Thank you all for being with us today. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Hey, Andrew, let's start with you. Tell us why you made this film and why it is called Moments of Joy.
Yeah, Chispa House, we are searching for the big one, a film that can inspire the world through the spark of humanity. And when we first heard about this story about a year and a half ago, we were just blown away by the amount of positivity that could be seen in such a difficult journey like pediatric cancer. And we met Catherine, and we heard that the story of my special athlete duck, and then, you know, paired that with meeting Ethan and other kids like him, we knew if we could bottle up this incredible positivity that we might be able to inspire others. And we called it Moments of Joy because that's what this film is. It's moments of incredible, incredible positive outlook from kids going through a tough time. And we knew we wanted to share that with as many people as possible.
Andrew, and what you touch on, for those of us who are parents, boy, I'll tell you, that can be a most painful period of time watching your kids endure something like cancer, right?
Absolutely. I have a 1.5-year-old son myself, so it was a tough process. process for me. But, you know, when I thought about these kids and their family and the difficult journey they're going through, it made me inspired to make this film as well as I possibly could. And especially meeting Ethan, you know, it's bad radio, but he's dancing in the studio right now, and that's just the kind of attitude he has. Uh-huh. And we just wanted to share that with as many people as possible because, mm-hmm. you know, obviously cancer has a bad image. It's a tough, difficult journey, but there is positive moments, and people need to see that.
Well, I want Ethan to know there's never bad radio. It's because it is the theater of the mind, and so all our audience is imagining Ethan dancing right now. And Ethan, keep dancing, because I got a question for you in just a moment, but I want to ask Catherine first. Catherine, what did you think when Andrew approached Affleck about making this film?
Oh, Bill, we were absolutely delighted. Over the past 24 years, Aflac has donated over $136 million to the research and treatment of pediatric cancer. So we have had the privilege of working with these wonderful families like Ethan and these great children for all of these years. So we know how special their story is. And to be able to tell it in this way, it's incredibly powerful and so meaningful and inspiring.
Well, Ethan, we need you now to shuffle over close to the microphone because I got a question for you. You know, first of all, how are you feeling? And what was it like to star in a movie about something that is so personal to you?
I'm feeling great right now, but don't get me wrong. My treatment is tough.
Yes.
I have some good days and bad days. But I want everyone to know that not only adults get cancer, but kids get cancer too. And that is why this story must be shared. My dream is to become an actor and a director.
Oh.
So being able to share my story is pretty awesome, but a little emotional as well.
Well, I imagine, I mean, here it is, you know, many of us reserve our dreams for adulthood, and here you are at your age, you're acting, you know, 14 years old, you're on the big screen, buddy.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
That's amazing.
So what are your friends saying? Are your friends all, you know, kind of envious now that here you are, you're going to be the big man on campus, you're the star of screen and stage and everything now, huh?
They're a little bit envious, yes.
Yeah,
this is all news for Ethan. He was in Stranger Things 1 and 2. He's already been a big star.
Well, that's great. Well, Catherine, let's talk about the Aflac duck that everybody knows about. And you've got, you know, the program, My Special Aflac Duck. Tell us about that.
It's absolutely incredible. My Special Aflac Duck is a robotic companion for children with cancer. So as they go through their cancer journey, My Special Aflac Duck helps them to cope and provides, again, comfort. I don't know if you've been in a hospital lately, Bill, but I'll give you one very poignant example. When you're in the hospital, it's a tough place to get any rest. They're in and out of your room every 15 minutes, and you're constantly being asked, how are you feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're 3 or 4 years old, you may not be able to express that.
Right.
But what this duck does is expresses the feelings for you. And we're actually live in D.C., so I
can tell. Maybe it's not like the duck all of a sudden ran away with a police unit.
No, the duck is not under arrest.
Okay.
He's here in my lab.
Okay.
But getting back to the emotional piece,
yes.
If you can't communicate your feelings, but let's face it, Bill, everyone speaks emojis. So we have these discs that are little emojis. They're RFID chips. And you touch the emoji to the duck's chest, and the duck will act out the feeling.
Oh, that is so cool.
It takes the pressure off the child. Oh, it's amazing.
You're kidding me. Oh, my God, this is brilliant.
No,
I've never seen or heard of this before, but this is absolutely brilliant.
That's why you
got to
watch the film.
You've got to watch the film, and we're going to tell you how to do that. But if you want to go to AflacChildhoodCancer.org, you can see some videos of this, and it's really incredible. It also has other features that help the children, like a port, so the children can engage in medical play. The port is exactly like their port. They can attach it to the duck. They can administer medication virtually through an app to their duck while they're receiving their own treatment, and it really allows them to take their power back through medical play.
Wow.
But again, all of this is featured in the film along with many other things, and you can see the film. Actually, your listeners can go online right now to aflac.com/joy or to cheesebiles.com
chispahouse.com, which is chispahouse.com.
And we just ask, you know, if once you watch this film and you find it inspiring, that you share it with others, because we know that this film can have an impact on a lot of people, and we just want to get it out there. So we ask you and your listeners just to help us by, you know, sharing the film with their friends and family.
Well, Andrew, I got to imagine that people, boy, in these children's hospitals and that, you know, Catherine had asked when was the last time. Well, I spent a lot of time in Southern California. We had a children's hospital there, and I would go there quite a bit. And it is very difficult, I mean, to see what these kids are going through. And inspiring stories just like you hear from Ethan that make whatever, you know, adult thing we might be going through as, you know, nothing compared to what they are. And yet their attitudes are just so engaging and encouraging. So it's real special. But I got to imagine everybody, I can't imagine a child that would not want a special Aflac duck.
Well, and we will give them to those children free of charge. All we need is for the hospital to go online to AflacChildhoodCancerCampaign.org, sign up, tell us how many you need, and we'll ship them to you free of charge, and then you can reorder as you need it. But you must be a healthcare facility.
Exactly. Well, that's cool. Ethan, did Ethan have a special Aflac duck?
Oh, he sure does.
Yeah, okay. I do have my own. His name is Hero.
I was going to ask if he had a name. So you named him Hero?
Yep.
Oh, very cool. So how did that work for you when you first got your hands on your special Aflac duck?
Well, when I first got him, he has a backpack, and it holds all of the emotion discs and the port and the rocket ship in it, and it's super cool.
Wow, that is awesome. Well, look, I so appreciate you telling your story. And Andrew, real quick before we go, because we got less than a minute left, what's the next for Moments of Joy?
We just want to get the film out there. So we're premiering it this week in D.C. We're putting it online. We're hoping that you guys will help us share it. And then we'll be going around the country on film festivals.
Absolutely. And I'm going to be I am going to be talking up the special Aflac duck. And we got to get it into these kids' hands. This is absolutely awesome. Ethan, thank you so much for being so open and sharing your story. All the best to you. And, you know, and speedy health, okay?
Thank you.
All right. And Andrew, as we wrap, where can they go to stay connected and get their eyes in front of your film?
Chispahouse.com, C-H-I-S-P-A, or go to Aflac.com/joy. And if you see it, share it, and help us get the word out.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. This is a conversation I've been looking forward to with filmmaker Joel Gilbert. He's back with us. He has written and directed and produced political documentary feature films on the Middle East conflict, Islamism, Iran, Barack Obama, documentary films on music icons such as Bob Dylan, Elvis Presley, and Paul McCartney. He now gives us the Trayvon hoax, unmasking the witness fraud that divided America. Joel Gilbert, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks, Bill.
Boy, I'll tell you, this is incredible what you are showing us in this film, The Trayvon Hoax. Break it down for us, Joel.
Okay, well, the Trayvon Hoax is two things. What I did is I looked back into the Trayvon Martin case, and I discovered that the girl that everybody remembers from the trial, the kind of plus-sized Haitian-American girl named Rachel Gentel, who could hardly put a sentence together and couldn't read her own letter, that she was a complete fraud. She was not Trayvon's girlfriend. She was not on the phone with Trayvon before he was shot. And that she was switched. She was substituted for the original real phone witness, whose name was Diamond Eugene, who was on the phone with Trayvon. And she refused to speak to prosecutors. So Rachel Gentel was substituted in and pretended to be Diamond Eugene. The second part of what I call the Trayvon hoax is how this story of the Zimmerman trial led to all the division in the country, that this was ground zero for the fake news and race hoaxes that have followed, and how the media to this day plays what I call the Trayvon hoax mostly on black Americans, that they need to vote Democrat to protect themselves from a racist America.
Joel, how did you discover the real Diamond Eugene?
Well, I just looked at the, first of all, I got a hold of Trayvon's 750 pages of phone records, 3,000 text messages, 3,000 photos, 1,500 contacts, and I just read through it, and there was Diamond was texting Trayvon photos of herself, and there were the photos, and it wasn't Rachel Gentel. So that set me on a course where I was looking at all the phone numbers. I got a hold of Diamond's cell phone records, and I identified every person, every friend. I looked into social media and really just at the open court documents, and I was able to identify the real Diamond Eugene. What people, if you want to remember the progression here, after Trayvon was shot, the police investigated for 2 weeks. They looked at eyewitnesses, physical evidence, 911 calls, and they said this was a case of self-defense. It wasn't stand your ground. They said self-defense.
Right.
The Martin family attorney, Benjamin Crump, holds a press conference a week later, and he plays a recorded phone conversation with Diamond Eugene. He says her name is Diamond. She's only 16. They were in love, puppy love. They're dating. And in the recording, she says some things that contradict the evidence. A lot of it was just direct from what Crump had told.
Mm-hmm.
And so that set off the media. Barack Obama got on board. If I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon.
Right.
LeBron James came on board, a special prosecutor. And then she refuses to come forward to lie under oath to the prosecutors, and Rachel Gentile is substituted in. And it's amazing, even in the trailer for the movie, which you can look on the TrayvonHoax.com, I found a tape where Rachel is confessing to prosecutors. She says, I feel real guilty. They say, why do you feel guilty? She says, I ain't know about it. And it's just ridiculous how this was allowed to go forward, even though Rachel said, I lied about my name, I lied about my age, I lied about going to the hospital, and her story kept changing. So I put the entire story together, looking through all the social media day by day, and I actually went and met Diamond Eugene. She's in the movie herself.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this was ground zero for racial division, and it continues to this day. And I think this film can really set the record straight.
What an incredible lie that has been perpetrated on America, just straight across the board. Forget about color of America, just on America as a whole. And this is all brought to you by our Justice Department here.
Oh, absolutely. Obama's Justice Department sent down the CRS, Community Relations Service, allegedly to investigate, and Judicial Watch has pulled documents that showed instead of investigating, they actually helped organize protests. And this was all about Obama's reelection because in spring of 2012, the black vote was not certain to come out for Obama. Everything had gotten worse. The economy got worse. No jobs.
Right. Exactly.
Illegals were coming in, taking their jobs and driving down wages. And they needed something to ignite and manipulate the black community into coming out again for Obama, even though he did nothing for them. And this is what both the media and the legal system in Florida and the FBI, who had the recording, they had the recording of Diamond. And the defense, I go through this in the film, the defense withheld a lot of evidence. I'm sorry, the prosecution withheld evidence from the defense until just before the trial. They even said that Rachel was only 16, so they couldn't talk to her until before the trial. Turns out, of course, at that time she's 19, but she'd been 18. So they spent two-thirds of their time in court just trying to get information they had a right to have. And when you see this, it'll make your head spin, and you can see that America got played by an epic race hoax that divided us for no reason. They come up with this narrative. You hear it. You hear it on the debates. Racism. America's. Well,
exactly.
We don't see racism, but it's in the system. It's in your heart. It's in your DNA. I grew up in Tennessee in the 70s and 80s. Black and white kids were all the same. We got along. There was I never heard the N-word. We played on teams together. They want to tell us that in 2012. All of a sudden, America became racist, and it's just it was a very evil idea that we're going to use the tragic death of a black teen to put a Hispanic man in prison so we can manipulate black voters.
He was a white Hispanic, by the way. I asked my mom. I go, Mom, what's a white Hispanic? And she just laughed. Yeah. She goes, well, these guys are crazy, she says. And, you know, the other thing, you know, same way, growing up in Southern California, you know, we didn't know about color. All we knew was, hey, look, you're on our team. Can you hit the ball? Can you get a single when we need a single? Home run when we need a single? We didn't care, you know. Black, white, pink, you know, Asian. Just because you play the ball, can you catch the ball and throw the guy out? I mean, you know, that's all it was about, right?
Look, it's the Martin Luther King. We judge people by the strength of their character, not by the color of their skin. But the Democrats and the media, they now judge everybody according to your skin tone.
Right.
And that's how they categorize people.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need to be divided by skin tone for people's political agendas. It's ridiculous.
Of course.
Nothing could be more stupid.
And we have a congresswoman who says, look at, you know, if you're black, then you better bring your black voice. If you're brown, bring your brown voice. We don't want to hear anything but whatever that means. Of course, this is all part of the fixture and consistent of this hoax that has been thrust upon the American people. And as you say, has been ground zero for this racial tension brought to you by a black president, our first black president. Is this his legacy?
Well, look, no one has suffered more from this, what I call the Trayvon hoax, than the black youth of America. It led to this Ferguson effect, a 33% rise in homicides. Before 2012, both blacks and whites in polls rated race relations as positive. It's been negative ever since. And it's been for no reason, because we got played. We got played by a race hoax. Al Sharpton was in with the Martin family at the beginning of this. Think of Tawana Brawley.
Yes.
A ridiculous hoax. Rachel Gentile lied and perjured herself in court, lied under oath, pretending to be Diamond Eugene, and pushing this narrative that Zimmerman attacked Trayvon. It was a tragic story. Zimmerman is in the film, and he tells what really happened from his point of view. You learn a lot. And he even tells us, never been told to any media before, Trayvon's last words. And it's in the movie trailer. You can see it on the TrayvonHoax.com. Trayvon, he heard Trayvon say, tell Mama Alicia I'm sorry. He knew he'd done something wrong. Mama Alicia was his stepmother, Alicia Stanley, and he lost his home base. His father divorced his stepmother, and so he kind of lost his stepmother. And that's kind of what led to his kind of downhill.
Downward spiral. Spiral.
Yeah, reckless behavior. He was a good kid. I got to know Trayvon in the last 8 months of his life through all these text messages. And he was a good kid, and he went down this dark road of gun dealing, fighting, heavy marijuana use. And I believe it was related to him acting out over losing his stepmother, losing his home base, that led to this terrible confrontation.
And nobody has talked about this whatsoever, Joel. You know, and thank God that you're bringing this out. We needed to have this so much sooner. And the hope is, I know that maybe this film goes a long way in healing this racial divide that we've been enduring, you know, for the last, 6 years at least and counting?
Exactly. I mean, I think this film can hopefully bring a reckoning. I mean, I would certainly call on Rachel Gentile and Diamond Eugene to come forward and tell the truth. It's proven 6 ways from Sunday. I've got all the phone records. I've got the photos. I've got DNA evidence. I've got handwriting experts. It's all been established beyond any doubt. They need to come forward and tell the truth that they played America. Sabrina Fulton is Trayvon's mother. She knew about the witness switch after it happened, right when it happened.
She knew.
And she needs to. She should come forward. And I think a lot of the lawyers involved in the case had to know. And I think they need to come clean. And let's come clean and let's come back.
These are officers of the court, Joel. I mean, the censoring that they should be subjected to, if not even the disbarment for doing this.
Well, a lot of people need to come clean on this. The effect that it had has been so negative. Everything from this 33% rise in homicides, the hands up, don't shoot, never would have happened in Ferguson if not for this, because the social activists saw, hey, we can get away with anything.
Exactly.
The media will just they'll just repeat what we say. They're not going to look into it. They're not going to ask any questions.
Right.
Everything from that's very, even, you know, Colin Kaepernick started kneeling and protesting America. Hating America became mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not, you know, Democrat, you know, debate. They don't show the flag. People start to, let's get rid of America. Let's open up the borders. Let's eliminate this country. All based on a hoax.
Well, we've got to leave it there. To be continued. Look forward to having you back as we continue this conversation. The Trayvon Hoax, Joel Gilbert on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Joel.
Thanks for having me.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.